what are they going to do for court when it's disrupted?
It doesn't go into the courtroom.
They got their own rooftop, so...
They got their own rooftop AC, and they're going to redo the radiators.
Okay, we're on.
Good morning, everyone. Barnes County Commission meeting Tuesday, June 16th, 2026, 8 a.m. We're at the Barnes County Highway Department.
Yeehaw.
Roll call, please.
Mike.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Pete.
Here.
Sean.
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any agenda corrections or additions that anybody's aware of? Approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Public comment, any?
None.
Okay. Planning, zoning, Jess ain't here yet. Veterans office.
Somebody's just in there. Yeah.
Yep, come on up, Jess.
I'm early.
No, you're not.
No.
I'm on at 8:15.
We never go on these.
I know. I didn't realize we were up here.
I text everybody all the time.
I didn't either until I text Bill.
I know. I wish you would have said reminder at the highway.
He said it's at the highway car. That's why I don't read that.
Yeah,
Tammy must be coming up, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right. I have one for you today. It's for a structure setback variance of 72 feet from the center of Township Road. For Keith Kirsch, this would be the old... Leroy Sir lived there, south of Columbia Green there. He wants to remove his attached garage and put a new one right back in the same place, same size. And the planning and zoning approved it.
So it's an exact same spot.
Yeah, it's in bad shape and it wasn't built correctly to begin with, so.
It was an old building.
Well, there's rafters like pointed the wrong direction and it's...
It was an old house that they gutted and made into a garage.
Yeah. But
So you have no problems with it?
What?
Nobody's got any problems with it?
No.
That's on a township road, right?
That's on a township road, yeah.
It doesn't come to Old 10 there, it's on the one going east and west.
Yeah.
It's far enough off of Old 10.
Township was fine with it. Zoning was fine with it.
Yep.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Mike?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
And I gave you some building permits.
A lot of grain bins going up, huh?
Yeah. I think some of them are still replacements, honestly.
Yeah, some of these are. That Kyle Chellen house, we approved that before, right? And they didn't do it or what?
Yeah, he didn't build it last year, so they're building it this year. So he renewed it.
Where's that at?
It's Marsh Township.
Is it over by Cuba?
It's by Scott Cummings' place.
Yeah, it's close to Cummings.
It's like right across the road almost from where Scott lives.
Oh, yeah, right
to the west, yeah.
That old farmstead.
There's a school there.
East, like a couple miles and like a mile or two north.
Yeah, through that old, I'm guessing through that old farmstead.
So they build a new one?
When they renew it, do they give you more money?
No. They can renew it at no charge, up to two times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did he get some of the county money for... Did he sign up for some accounting money?
He did last year, so I don't know how that all works.
I was wondering, does that carry over then?
I'm not sure if it carries. I'm not sure how that works. That would be a question for Jennifer. I do not know.
Yeah, because he used ours up last year, so we probably have to reapply.
Right, I was wondering if he was one of them that was used it up for, and then it didn't get taken. So
I think they were one of them, but on that end, I don't know how that works.
Where's Robert Harston building a house on Kenny's old place?
Yeah, he lives there. Well, he lives in the old house. And it's going to be
they're building a new one?
Yep, they're going to tear the old house down.
They buy the building site there?
The farmstead?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bought it from Grandma, yep. Yep.
And the Rodney Rude one, that's just one they're rebuilding from the tornado, right?
That's his daughter's to the south, yeah.
Yeah, I see they put the house farther back. I drove past there the other day.
Yep, he's up, and it's up higher because it's where he put it would be flood. Hmm. So it's got to be up, and it is up. But.
And who's building a new storage building right north of there? That's other lot.
That is.
That's Ryan Torbenson. He was supposed to come see me yesterday. I forgot about that.
That's who bought the place that blew down. And
yep.
Okay.
Yep, it was the Benefeld's place.
Yep. Yep. Is there trouble with his thing? Or?
No, he just forgot to come see me yesterday. So. We did a variance for his house about a month or two ago.
It's been a while ago.
Yeah. Is Marlon Severson's house coming along?
Yeah. Are they? They're moving pretty fast. I think they're pretty much done almost.
Moving to the door. Yeah, they're getting close to finish.
Yeah. Yep. Just in time for the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, coming up. Neil Ammon, he's rebuilding his machine shed that blew down.
Who?
Neil Ammon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same.
Yep. A lot of rebuilds.
But I didn't know he hadn't done it yet, so.
Yep. Okay. I guess I get to leave right away.
No, it's something else we're going to ask her about.
Can we do anything more on drain tile applications? Can we charge any more?
Can we charge them enough to cover the legal opinion from Onset Twitchell when they review them all? Because some of them are like $750 and we charge $500.
So is the water side.
That's the water side.
Yeah, but
right.
So
we charge $100 for variances.
But can we charge any more for
you don't charge any
applications? Or can we charge more for stuff like that or not?
I mean, the water board pays it, but we pay the water board. So.
Yeah, that's up to you guys. If you want me to change the drain tile fee, we'll have to go through the process of changing it in our ordinance.
Yeah.
That's all we want to know. Can you look into it?
Can we do it? Yeah. I mean, you can
change it. Because we don't want to change all that, but we'll just for that. Yeah.
And they would be responsible for any extra excise fees that are...
We just don't see why we should be out for them to do drain tile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, if
and then we charge them advertising for the paper.
Right, yeah. Just and then when they have that review, do you ever see that after it's all done?
They mail them to me, yep.
You do get them at
yep.
the end.
They send me a copy. And then the CARE does a pretty good job of telling them to come see me, but if they do...
Yeah. Does virtually every drain tile come to planning and zoning then? Because they're probably almost everybody.
I get
everybody.
A copy of everything that goes through the water board. Onsted sends me a copy of all the approved drain tile things, but if they aren't needing to be close to the road, then they don't come to us.
Yeah.
They still come to you? Any drain tile come to the water board?
Oh, yeah, any drain
tile. Even if it's out in the middle of a section?
They have to.
Unless we request it even if it's under 80 acres, yes.
Okay.
And everybody's been pretty good about it. I mean, we got a few in the county that have never been reported any of it, so.
And most of the company, there's one or two companies that don't call for information.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But there's a couple companies that are very good about calling ahead. Actually, well, like AIM, they bring in the application for the landowner. So he brings those in right away.
And there's getting to be quite a few that have their own equipment to do it, too.
So the ones that don't come to us. Do we get anything for that application?
I get every drain.
Fee-wise?
No.
That's what I say.
So the only one we get.
The only
get
ones,
ones
we get
variances.
Fees for are the ones. Yeah.
The variances.
Go the variances.
Yep. Okay.
But I'm guessing virtually all of them that are doing any excessive drain tiling are going to have a variance because they're not going to leave the last 150 feet or 75 feet of the field.
From A to B.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just looking to see what you can and see if we can charge
I'm pretty up. Sure we can up our variance fee, you know, but that's all we could do.
That would help.
Yeah, yeah. Just to help cover the illegal.
At the next meeting, you guys want to talk about... I mean, at the next planning and zoning, you want me to put that on the agenda?
Well, the next question. If you put the variance fee up on that, does it have to go...
No, that's my question to her. Can we just do it for drain tile and not for all the
variances? Yeah, I mean, you can... Because right now we have 100 for structures and 50 for trees and then 100 for drain tile.
So we could just do for drain tile. Put that on there for next time.
Okay, as a discussion? Okay.
Well, put it as a plot so we could vote or whatever.
A hearing?
Yeah.
If there's any thing that you're not quite sure of, ask Tanya before then.
Yep, I will. I think they're moving offices today, but I will. Yeah.
Just.
Or whoever you want to play with it next time if it's a discussion or wherever you want to go with them.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. I can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Go back, take a nap.
My kids have baseball.
Ooh.
My mom's not around to help me run them today.
What ages are they?
They're 8.
We went to 3-year-old and 8-year-old baseball last week. It was very exciting.
I'm sure.
Especially 3-year-old, because 3-year-olds don't run the right direction. So.
Yeah. They're so excited if they hit the ball.
By 8th grade, or 8 years old, then they're running the right direction.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes.
Usually.
Sometimes.
They might be picking dandelions on the field.
Right, yeah.
All right. Have fun.
Okay, let's move on into the auditor's office. Julie, you got anything for us?
The minutes.
Everybody get a chance to read them.
We're along set with the equalization meeting.
I looked through them. I can read them word for word, so I'll go with somebody else's expertise on it today.
Motion to accept.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Board appointments.
And then we've got the only one I have is school annexation board. Mike applied.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been on there for a while. Sean's been on there for a while. But you're not up yet, then.
I don't know. Am I up?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm usually...
We'd let you know if you were.
Yeah. Behind the eight ball.
Lori usually lets everybody know.
Yeah, what's it been, 20-some years?
Been a while.
25 years?
I'll make a motion to accept Mike's application.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Mickey. Mike.
I think I should abstain from that. What's that? What'd you hear?
I don't know what. What was the question?
I think somebody was on the speaker.
I think they voted no.
Just Cindy, you're not sure.
Just Cindy.
We have the election went good. Voter turnout for Barnes County was 28.69%. So it was up a little bit from 22 and 24.
So it's a hotly contested District 4.
I'm sure.
There's a lot of votes there.
Yeah.
So you're going to step up your game there, Vic.
Yeah, I see that I'm behind. You know, I was behind the first time I ran, too.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Bribes aren't working.
Oh, yeah.
Could you hand me a stack of cash and I'll start handing it out for you?
Oh, is that what you want me to do? Okay, sure.
All right. I got everybody else coming early, so. Pete, what do you got for us?
Oh, at the Development Corp meeting last week. Let's see what we went through. When she comes to us for budget, she's going to leave the same, the $32,000 she asked from us for Development Corporation. They're raising the city one to $44,000. There's a couple value-added. There's like value-added forage companies thinking of coming to make alfalfa pellets, stuff like that. They're looking for buildings, looking for areas, stuff like that. She wants to raise the mills to 2.1, so you would get $210,000 from the county. Last year they got two mills and they got like $194,000 net. So that's what she's going to ask for when it brings that up.
And how much of a percentage up is that? That's quite a bit, isn't it?
Well, it's from 2 mils to 2.1, so that'd be, what, 5%?
Okay.
I mean, it's just an ask. It's not a guaranteed.
What's their maximum?
Four or five?
Four, isn't it?
We used to do three, I think, but I forgot. Didn't we do three?
Yeah.
Well, you had a schedule, huh?
Yeah. Well, you can see the big crowd is slow.
I was like, where's everybody?
Should I quit and we want to do...
No, let's finish you and then we'll jump into...
Sanford is going to move into part of the tech center, but they're not going to do it till next year because they're trying to save costs, too. They're moving some of their administration into the tech center, but not for now.
Really? Interesting. They just run out of offices at the hospital clinic?
Apparently.
Clinic, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they needed extra space. That's been being talked about for...
Yeah, it's been talked about for a year, probably. They thought they were going to do it by now, and it's probably under a hold for a while. Mary Lee would like to hire a full-time tourism director, and it didn't get a real big reception. Just everybody's wondering where the money's going to come from. So it's going to be, you know, another $75,000 to $100,000 position by the time you do benefits and everything, so... They're wanting to buy more money out of the food and beverage tax, you know, stuff like that. So, this year they've got the part times covered, but
yeah, and I should have made it to that meeting. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, water board that day too, I see. So,
it was a late night.
One thing, it's going to cost them way more to get water to the hog farm than they were thinking. So, I don't know if that's delaying it or what. That was just reported because they're talking about over $6 million now to get water to the hog farm, which would be over and above the cost they're expecting. So I don't know where that... There was no report on where that puts a hog farm at. It was just reported. So, because that's why, you know, we approve the conditional use permit, so all these things would get checked out.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that has
to be checked out.
The amount of water they're going to use, they're going to have to bury a brand new main from the main pump house.
Yeah, that's why it's got to be so expensive.
Yeah, that's why you drink a new line from there to there. It's $6 million.
Because a mile or under a mile is over $20,000. So
yeah. And I don't know.
And that's for 3/4 or 1 inch or whatever. Yeah. So
I don't know if they can hook in out of Steele County. I don't know if they have a joint powers agreement or anything like that because that'd be closer. But so anyway, that's just there was no more details on it. It's just going to cost a lot.
Yeah.
Cass would actually be the closest, but
they didn't pursue the well business that they first.
Well, I'm sure they're pursuing everything, but for that amount of water,
the impact on it they haven't found yet.
So, I mean, that's why
it's agencies different options.
And they're too far away from the river, right?
Well, to pump water from the river that far costs a lot of money too.
They can pump it out of Mini Lake Green.
That'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's about all I got from there. The VA Tammy's coming. This Vetrospect is just it's to get them both logged into this VA program. I think just one of them is probably now, and just so they're both certified to be on this. I think there's extra cost to join two people up to this program instead of one.
Okay.
Other than our equalization meeting, that's all I had for the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Debbie.
Credit card. Our current company wants to start charging $1,495.
That seems like a lot, isn't it?
I thought it was wrong. I'm like, they possibly can't go from zero to that. So I emailed them and said, is this for our service? It's a simple service. And they were like, yeah. And I contacted a couple other counties who use them too, and they got the same thing. So they are, they're also switching. Of course, nobody will pay that because. So it's kind of a no-brainer. We switched, but I looked at a couple companies. The county already uses Municipay, or it's called AutoPay or Auto. So we already use them. We're familiar. They had it in the auditor's office. Three other offices had it. So they work with government credit card billing, so they're secure and. So I pretty much just have to sign the agreement, and then I can send stuff to our software company to make sure our statements and everything can upload. We won't have the payments directly posted just by our choice. We'll do it ourselves. That way we know if the payments are wrong, we can send a payment. So, I would think it goes. I don't know if the other offices are all updated with their software connecting, but we couldn't do that until I signed the agreement and sent it back. So Anyway, I would like to switch to that company. The only fee it costs us is the $199, which is for the card reader. All the other fees get paid by the customers. So
just a user fee.
It's just a user fee. Yep. And a lot more people want to pay by card. This one is a little bit cheaper than what we have.
I'm sure there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting charged right now, the customer.
Yes. They get about 4% interest, and they do $3 for e-checks.
And they just want to stick it to us for a monthly fee
beside. Yeah, I don't understand. I really thought it was a different level of service, but when I called them and they looked at our stuff, and he's like, yeah, that's what it is. So I already told them we were not doing it because there's no way we'd pay that.
Because
I wanted to make sure we didn't get forgot. Like, you have to let them know by July 1 if you're in or out. So I'm just like, we're out. So. We're out. I'll just answer that right away, but because that's ridiculous expense. And other counties couldn't believe it either that use them. So I don't know what happened with all that, but there was no negotiating, no nothing. So it's like we'll just switch.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that you gave the taxpayer a break too. Besides,
I mean, it's a lot of them are always complaining that there's fees at all.
Yeah.
But. Just the way it is. So
everywhere you go, there's a fee.
Yeah. So I mean, that's we try to find cheaper. I try to go through Dakota Bank, thinking maybe they'd be cheaper, but they're all very close to the same fees that the customer pays.
Okay.
So the only expense will be the card reader. It's $199. We can only put it on one computer, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe down the road, if both of us need one, in case one of us is gone, it has to be hooked. You know, like I don't sign into Rose's computer for her to switch in if I'm at lunch or whatever. So. For now, that we're going to start with the $199, see how many people. Right now, we manually type it in when people come in, and when we're busy, it's time-consuming. And it's, you can make errors and whatever, so to just slide a card would be nice. Yeah. So, well,
I'd make a motion to switch to the...
I'll second.
Okay. So.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
And the old one was $1,400 and some a month?
$1,490. Oh, the old one was 4%.
I mean, the new one would be, the old company.
If we stayed with the
wanting to charge us 14 something.
$1,495
a month. Yeah. I mean, it didn't even make sense. I thought, well, that can't be right.
I mean, a year you can
And most of your credit card payments are in March and April. Why do we need it the whole year?
Well, I mean, you have to have the service hooked up. You can't really hook it up and disconnect it. I don't know how they came up with that for our service anyway. Yeah. But it's a big company and they have a lot of levels. So they looked at our stuff and said, yep, that's what we're doing. So we go, okay, we won't probably do that.
Roll call.
Right, Sean.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Stephen.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Well, thanks for checking that out. Thanks for being on top of it.
Yeah,
thanks for coming early.
They couldn't hear the volume of the commission meeting. I don't know if that got... Julie, did you get messages? When I left, they were saying they couldn't hear the volume of... They couldn't hear the speaker or something. They said, ask Julie if she's logged in.
I am logged in.
Okay.
Well, we did get an...
something that the...
From Jordy.
That Jordy. The link was wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just know when I left, they said, tell Julie log in.
The wrong link is on the agenda, so then they bring in a new one.
Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks.
Jeremy, come on up.
This is the hot seat over here.
As good as any.
Good as any.
You're the Lone Ranger because Shane's at a funeral.
Well, he probably could have made it now. He said he had to leave at 8:30.
Yeah, that's fine.
So,
So I talked to him a little bit yesterday on this.
We're scrapping the two quotes. We're getting a brand new quote to take the middle flag pole out, and he's going to fix the left one himself with the parts.
Cool. What's this now?
Shane's going to... We're getting a quote to have the middle pole just removed, fill in the concrete, and then Shane's going to use those parts to fix the flag pole on the left. All it is a wire on the left flagpole, and then we're just going to run two. Not going to have three anymore. We won't move the outside ones. We're just removing the middle one.
And our problem solved.
Yeah.
What's up with them?
Could one be the tall? Could they move the one over to the left? Then you'd have the etiquette right of the U.S. flag above the other.
I'd like to keep the middle flagpole just because it is bigger and taller, and then we wouldn't have to run one lower than the other. But the middle flag pole is an inch thicker than
You can't just shift it over. That's just a question.
I could get a quote that separate in a quote just to move that one. And right now that one works. It's just the ball on the top broke off. So we'd have to fix that. But obviously they can fix it when they moved it over.
So if there's not flags on the other two, does the middle one catch on anything?
You mean just keep the middle one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just run one flag.
We could do that too. I can get.
Well, I talked to Shane yesterday on this, and I said I'm not spending that kind of money to remove one.
Yeah.
Or any, or replace, or whatever. Why can't we run two flags on the same pole? And he goes, Scott, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
We're wondering if it can hold the weight of two flags. What the weight limit is on those.
Well, wires. I told him to do some research. So yeah. Before I said okay to anything, I said get me some answers on that. Now that's my opinion.
Yeah.
So whatever we'd anybody remove, else has got,
we'd have to remove the outside too because our flags hit the other posts. That's why we're going through so many flags.
Yeah. I mean,
is it possible to get smaller flags?
It would just look stupid. To have, you know, like they're 3.5 feet apart right now. You'd be flying a flag smaller than 4 feet.
Yeah. But I told them to check out being able to put two on the same pole.
Yeah.
And see if the calculations, because I said it wouldn't take much if we had to cut both the other two off to remove them.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's put these flag poles in?
The construction
crew when they did the jail.
Yeah,
that's where the engineers had them.
And we had some problems right off the bat.
Yep. So they said they'd never tangle, and we within the first month we had our American flag was split right down the middle, caught on another pole.
And there's no way we can get our money back from them to redo
that
it.
Many years out?
No. We told them about it right away, and they.
Well, I'd like to just see that be on that center tall one. If it could be two flags or whatever, I mean, that would be an option.
He was going to do some checking and let me know.
And I know Puckett did an AI thing, so he can send you pictures of what it would look like with the two outside, and he's got a picture with one just up the middle, so you guys can see what that looks like. Technology nowadays.
Okay.
But I think if we just had the one good pole up there, we could fly what we needed to fly.
Yeah.
What did you ever fly on the third pole? Anyway.
We just did, it was, we had different flags we flew on it. It was like a
law enforcement flag or something?
A law enforcement, it was just a U.S. flag that had different stripes for each service. It was like military, dispatch, corrections, law enforcement, stuff like that. That was the other flag that we flew, and I think we did. It's been so long since we actually flew another flag on that one.
Well, like Bill said, it gets another ideas.
Yeah, well, I even suggested to him that if we can fly both of them on the same one and we can cut the other two flagpoles off, you could even have a seat on each side or what, rather than taking them completely out of the ground, because I'm not for spending that kind of chunk of change.
On some flags.
Yeah. When we've got something I think we could make work if we look at the overall big picture. So he was going to do some research, and I thought you two might have communicated between that.
We did yesterday, and we looked at them.
So
decided to get different quotes.
Let's find out if that will or won't support two of them, and then let's go from there.
Yeah. I still think we should lodge a complaint to the engineers that actually did that and tell them how.
They know. We complained about it right away.
Right off the bat?
Yeah. Like before we even opened the building, I brought it up to them.
Yeah.
Those flagpoles were way too close together.
Yeah.
And all we got back was, well, that's where the engineers put them.
Yeah, it's been 6 years. They're not going to do that now.
I know, but, you know, they should know for future reference that they were stupid to put them together.
We'll let the next guy have to worry about it, too.
we had a couple questions, Bill, for lodging. The Stutzman County, that's for female prisoners, right?
Yep.
So.
Yep, Cass and Stutzman.
Okay,
I have those. Yep. Because sometimes Stutzman, not they won't take them. It's their full on females, so we take them to calves.
I think like Stutzman was $9,000, so we had quite a few over there.
Yeah, we had a few.
Well, is that per month or per quarter? Or
that's a month, per month.
We get a monthly statement as well.
Yeah, pretty much that three over there for a while, though.
Yeah. Because I believe it's $9.
Because it was $100
a day.
$120 or whatever we charge, right?
Yeah.
Are we fully staffed as far as a regular shift versus?
We just hired Riley Bisset a couple weeks ago. Last Monday he started.
We used to get notified when you guys were going to hire or not hire somebody, the portfolios, and I asked Mike, and he had not had anything.
I could start sending.
And I didn't know that we even hired somebody until I signed the paperwork to pay him up at the courthouse the one day.
And I didn't even know that you were down another person. So
if we could get a little bit more in the loop on that, I'd really be happy about that.
You want the employee info sheets when I send them to Barb?
Yeah, well, just, I mean, if we're hiring and we hire somebody, it'd be nice to know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I got.
Okay. I will be asking to change my budget for next year. Bill, just looking at you. Shane got our battery backup system service contract. Our batteries in the battery backup need to be replaced. I don't have it in my budget to fix them this year. It's like $13,000 to replace all those batteries. We're hoping we can make it another year on those. It's every 5 years supposed to replace the batteries in that, and it's about
$13,000.
Okay. So
batteries are a pricey ticket.
Yeah. And he did reach out to Jason to see if Jason could get something cheaper.
Okay.
So batteries for the jail or for your equipment?
The jail battery backup system.
So do we have a generator?
Yep, we have a generator.
And batteries both?
Yep.
Okay.
Because then dispatch runs off that too. If we ever lose power and the generator fails, it runs off our battery backup system.
Have you ever used it?
I don't think our generator has failed. That might be a Shane question. I don't know if our generator has ever failed to kick on.
Okay.
So they keep that serviced pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, it's very important.
It runs the test run every 2 weeks, just like at the courthouse, or weekly. Yeah. It might be weekly.
And they service it every so many time frame, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they do the test on the batteries every so often, too?
We have a service contract with them. They log in remotely and test it.
I'm sure just like any other battery, they lose their power after 5 years. Sitting or not?
All right.
Anything else for them? Did you guys get the numbers thing?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll send out quarterly to just update the numbers, and it won't have that long list of stuff at the bottom. It'll just be our numbers.
Okay.
So you guys can keep up to date on that.
Okay. Who'd that come from?
Huh?
Who'd that numbers thing come from? You?
Melissa and I did it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you. Tammy, come on up.
That was a while back you sent it.
Good morning.
Morning.
Howdy.
It wasn't this way.
Sure. Anywhere you want.
Anymore?
That's the cool seat. Whichever side you feel comfortable. Right left, on. Right, left.
Good.
Sit right in front of the camera and everybody's
No, thank you.
This is what...
Sorry, I didn't get your text. It's laughing.
Oh, no, that's fine.
To me.
We're just ahead of schedule.
Hey, perfect.
That.
I tried to explain this
like that
bare spectrum thing, but
yeah,
it is this.
You know a lot more.
Yeah, I brought some stuff too, and then the bill I did, but explain how what we. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Shoot.
So we're in a program called Vetrospect, and that's where we do we do everything for the veteran on this program, and Becky is, so how to explain it, she's kind of like on a baseline where she can just do
certain,
like,
things.
Certain things and other things she can't. So actually my boss in state, Brian, suggested that we have her on there too because we were getting busier in the office. So basically what we did, and I had talked to Pete about the budget, and he had mentioned that too, and I don't know if anyone wants a copy, but we decreased our dues and subscriptions from 1,000, or we increased it to 1,500, but then we decreased our travel training and also our purchase contracts to get that 500 to fit in. So we increased it on our service contract, and then we decreased it on our other line item to get that to fit in, because we are going to need it because of our being busy as we are in the office. Yeah. So we are going to need that. So basically that program, like I said, is something that she can do. She can give out discharge papers and things like that, but now it's going to be more, I need help with the claims. So that's why she would need to be on that program.
And that was 500, right?
It was 500, yeah. It was just paid, usually it's around the spring, so the last one was, for me, was in March. So we paid $475.94.
And that's for the whole year?
That's for the whole year. Yep.
And so it'd be 1,000 then?
Right, yeah. Right.
And you're going to take that out of where?
Well, I don't know, do you want a copy of what our budget?
No, I just want to know what...
I gave them all those numbers last.
So we're going to do it in our dues and subscriptions. It was 1,000, and we want to increase that to 1,500 to cover the retrospect. And then we decreased a couple other accounts. So
offset.
Kind of
basically
so
offset.
Offset. Yeah.
Okay, so you redid your budget in your own department so that it reflects the same amount of money.
Correct.
What you're saying.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you got the copier thing straightened out because you were paying.
Paying
for other people's share of the copier. Too.
Yep, we got that. Yep, we got that all straightened out.
Which was costing $1,000 something extra dollars.
Yeah. So we got that all straightened out. So I don't know what else besides that with the retrospect. I know with the driver for Becky was mentioned again. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we need to talk about that. Or
yeah, just mention.
What's your thoughts? Yeah. No. So, which getting the vet's respect is kind of a domino effect because that means we're busier. So then I wouldn't need her in the office. I wouldn't have the time for her to go give drugs. So that's why we're busier here. So that's why we need her more in the office. So,
she was hired to be a backup if needed.
I don't have that in writing anywhere, Vicki. So I don't know where that came up at. I don't know. I have the job description right here. It was already discussed. I thought it was dropped. So I don't know why it keeps coming up, actually, to be honest. Because she is not hired. She's an admin two, office admin two. And for the driving, she probably wouldn't have taken the job if she had to drive. So if she's going to drive, then that takes away from me in the office. And so the purpose was to help me out in the office. So.
And have we had any interviews at all?
Or? No. We gave up a couple applications. I am waiting on one guy. He called yesterday. So that could be promising. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what can we do?
Well, it takes 8 to 9 months to hire. So last time when we looked for the other driver, it took 8 to 9 months. So we're hoping that now during the summer, we've got applications out. I guess just wait like we have on other drivers.
How's Bob's hours? Are they okay?
They're actually pretty leaving out because of the summer. I mean, he's busy, but no, like right now he's got like one ride per day, so it's manageable.
So he's not going over hours really?
No.
Be full-time?
No, and I watch those. Yeah, I watch those.
Okay.
If he's done it too, he's done it too. You know, he's not clocked in until 5 or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I keep asking people I know about drivers, and you know, we get the word out that there must be some half retired or retired person.
That's what we're hoping. Like even for like the end of this year, maybe someone's retiring and finishing up. But there'll be somebody. There's always
it'll
someone
come.
Looking for. Yeah, I'm pretty confident what we got going on is good now.
But right now, everything driver was manageable and it's all working?
Yep, everything. And if there was a problem, I'd for sure let you know. But for right now, it's working. It's working smoothly.
And I think it was next week the van was going to go in and get fixed.
Yeah, the 23rd, we've left off the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Because Tim wasn't sure how long it would take.
For the repair on the
bumper. So we've got that going. So that, and then Pete did say something about the van, but we have good news.
We're going to have, this one I probably should hand out. This one is our van report, and so we have 30,000 covered.
Thank you.
Of the van, for the new van.
Set aside.
Set aside, right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the money we've gotten that we put in that.
Yeah, that, right.
We
right.
talked about last time, and Julie is
yep.
explaining how it.
Yeah.
We all just thought it was being used for gas.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know there was another account.
Another, so. Yeah. So then, with that being said, when I had called the state contract people, they said we could do that towards the purchase of a van.
So okay.
That's legal. That's
that right. That's I made fine. Sure. And then their boss, he's in the legislature, he okayed it. So that was.
We got some.
We have that. Towards we that, have yeah. that money towards the van. So yeah. we only have to come up with what 20.
Yeah.
And whatever the price is on.
It's a plus.
We need. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We loved it. Yeah. It's like oh.
When okay. we need a new van, it'll be more than that.
And so the money, right, the money will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that was good. I was good. Very happy about that.
I know this question was asked the social service, and I don't remember what the answer was. When we're getting vehicles, can we do them when the state does purchases and get one through them?
Through the state fleet type?
Yeah.
I think we can always do a state bid. Well, Jamie would know more than anything.
Yeah, we can. The legislature last session passed that we could purchase off the state. The state has a bid annually for all of their equipment, and we now can purchase.
We can tap into the
cooperative purchasing.
Well, I don't know if that would save us anything or not. So.
Yeah.
It would be cheaper. It would be worth looking at.
Yep. For sure. Yeah.
If and when it gets to that time, stay in touch with Jamie because she's normally on top of that stuff.
Okay. I guess when we bought that van, I didn't think it was overpriced, so I thought we must have got like a government bid type price anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty reasonable.
So I thought it was pretty reasonable.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking into the future.
Yeah, you know, if the state buys 500 cars, maybe we get a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. But it's an option that we should check.
How's the Lemoore thing going?
Going pretty good. Yeah.
That'd be this week or last week?
It'll be this week is this is ready. It'll be next week.
Okay. Yeah. Just as busy there as ever.
Yeah.
Lemoore's getting. You were saying that Ransom County's person was.
Yes. Out. Yeah. He's on medical leave, so we're getting some Ransom County floating files, but the state is taking care of most of it. But we get
some of them.
Yep.
You can handle it okay so far.
So far, So far?
Well, not really, because you need $500 to get her on. So obviously you're getting too busy and you.
This is just a computer program, Vicki.
This is computer.
It's not adding anything. To do with, I mean, if we can't.
Accessibility.
If she can't access a computer, that'd be good. If you're not wearing your old car out yet too much.
It's an older car, so I might have to get something.
Anything else? What are we talking about?
That was just kind of the pinpoints. Like we talked before, was the van.
The van.
And then the budget, retrospect.
Thanks for getting back to me on the flags.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I learned something new. I didn't know he still did that, so.
I was kind of lost, so that's why I wanted to find out. And I figured you could get me an answer. So.
Yep.
So what was the deal on the flags?
I always fly flags in my yard, and it used to be you just went to the VFW and got a flag, you gave them your old one, and they gave you a new one, and whatever. Well, since my neighbor passed away, he doesn't do that anymore. And I called Tammy up and asked, and she found me the answer I needed to know. So I haven't got it taken care of yet, but this week maybe sometime.
Is it free?
Yeah, you swap one out. And
To where do you swap them out?
Marlon Legler.
Oh, to Marlon?
Yeah. And then the Eagles for the pickup. If you want to pick them up, there's Eagles.
Yeah.
And then there's a flag drop off, of course, at the Legion.
At the Legion.
But we've got a box now we set up too.
Oh, okay.
Going up there too.
So just FYI, we just set that up. We had it in storage, so.
I'll probably drop mine off up there.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fine. And then we've already got a couple in there already.
Biscuits and gravy, so popular.
Yeah, it's really taken off. We started with just a few. Now our record was 22 last month. So, it's getting tight in that
little area.
Yeah.
And that's still covered by donations.
It is.
I always tell people it's not
It's not taxpayers' money doing that. It's covered by donation.
Nope, it's covered by donations.
Does it disrupt your office much or not too bad? Or
No.
You can all close your door and do your work.
Yeah, no.
And then some of them, when they're there, they just come in and have questions when they're there. So that works pretty good.
Like to visit, that's fine.
Yep. And your rides go down a little bit in the summer, you were actually saying?
Yeah, it's better weather. Say that, but it depends, because now as soon as I say that, it gets busy. But during the summer, it slows down, because then the families do things with other... They get rides from family members or do something else, and it's nice. So just kind of winter when nobody wants to drive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they make a Costco run while they drop off their loved one?
Yeah, no, we can't do that.
No, these
Family. I thought you meant the van. Yeah, no, yeah, they do. They multitask when they're there, and then...
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Anything of us?
No. Okay. You have anything else? Did you have anything?
No.
I think we kind of went over everything.
Whatever I talk to you about, I talk to these people about, so I try to just keep them filled in, and Mike too.
You said she was bringing rolls. Well, what the hell's that all about?
I missed that test.
You moved her up. She was on her way to the
bakery. Yeah.
You moved her up. Jumped right ahead.
She didn't want to be late.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks everyone. Tammy. Bye-bye.
Jamie's got a chance to bring rolls every time.
I know. Come on up.
See you, Tammy.
Are you waiting on Dykwinski or anything?
No. He's... Not able to come today. Good morning. I'm here today to talk to you about our selection and recommendation for construction engineering for the Viking Drive Bridge. We solicited for professional proposals. I do that through the Valley City Times Record as well as through the North Dakota DOT.
I have my volume thing on. I'm like,
oh. Hey, Deb, we can hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for fixing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And we only received one proposal, and that was from KLJ. So we did an informal interview with them, and so I'm here today to recommend that we select KLJ Engineering for the Viking Drive Bridge construction engineering.
I thought kind of we went through this process when we did the bridge thing before.
We do it for design, we do it for construction on any projects that are tied federally. So we selected Viking Drive, you know, we've been here a lot with Viking Drive.
Right, so I just assumed that we'd already picked them. Do we have to pick them every time we change our mind? Every time? Because we didn't accept the bids last time because
they
were ridiculously high.
That's the contractor's bids. That's different than the professional services.
And I thought we did the professional services.
We did for design, not for construction.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yep.
So do we pay that, or is that through the project?
It's through the project, and we will pay 20%. Roughly 20%. It's 19.07 some odd, so just round it up 20%. The rest is picked up by the federal grant programmings, especially with Viking Drive. It's a BRP and a BIP grant-funded project, so... the majority of the costs are incurred through the state and the federal bridge program, and then we pick up our 19%.
So we don't have KLJ on a retainer. It's on a project-by-project bid through the project, and we pay that way?
On the federal jobs, it has to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
So I make a motion we approve KLJ.
Is there a dollar amount? Or
no, that's negotiated through the DOT, and they can only charge... certain percent of the total project, so it doesn't end up being a factor.
It takes it off our back.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to be responsible for it.
Right. So. Yeah. And they are only allowed so much by their regulations to charge, so it doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't matter.
So. I'll second the motion.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
We're still a year out on that bridge, at least?
This year? Tentative... construction would begin this summer on the city's portion. They're going to do water main. This summer, this fall. And then we would move into our construction with it starting in January, if possible.
Is that a total replacement?
Yes, sir.
Piers and everything?
Yes.
So it'll be closed down for a year?
Yep.
The summer, anyway.
We may have 3 bridges going next summer. So.
How are they going to shuttle college kids over to the Wellness Center?
I'm not sure. I know during the meetings we had talked about a couple different options.
Does a lot of them walk?
A lot of them will walk.
You see people walking all the time?
They can go from campus around Riverview Drive and get...
I suppose.
There's multiple ways.
They can
climb up the hill and then down and then come back, and then they don't need to go to the Wellness Center, so they can just do the same thing back home.
There'll be a couple detour options, one for... semi-traffic, because we have East City Park Bridge is restricted for weight, so they can't take, obviously, that route. So there'll be a couple different options.
Joel, call.
Okay, Mike.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
Nobody else was interested in doing it.
Yes, no manager.
Do we have cones on the bridge by Peterson's, too?
No. Right now we're completing soil borings in preparation for construction.
Is that why there was cones there yesterday?
Yep. Yep. Okay. I have 2 guys out flagging, and Braun Intertech is doing soil.
Somebody asked me, I said, I know the one down
south.
No, we're just doing the soil borings this week. It'll be all week, so traffic will be reduced to 1 lane, just for their safety.
And then you on Heat Bridge?
Other than the soil borings are going to happen this week, I did purchase a semi-permanent option instead of the cones over the winter. Cones aren't going to fly, right? I mean, they're going to fly. But we needed to have some traffic control devices that were more semi-permanent, so I did order them. They are in. I'm going to pick them up tomorrow when we go get the semi from Wallworks. So... we'll be screwing those into the bridge deck. They're not snow plow proof, because what is snow plow proof? But when they're hit, they're supposed to pop back up.
Yeah.
So is that edge of that bridge unsafe?
That is what we are being told, that 3 feet.
That's
so it's that beam.
Has deteriorated. It's a cement beam.
It's a box beam, yeah.
And it's deteriorated enough, they think it could be safety.
Yes.
The rest of the bridge over is fine. It just
on that very edge,
and it may not give us a problem while we're driving on it, but we can't take the chance.
No.
At least it's wide open. I mean, you can see it both ways coming and going.
And we've got advanced warning signs and lights on those signs.
You know, it's kind of like Peterson Bridge, where you're all of a sudden, here's a curve and here's a dip.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then I sent out an email. I'm sure you all saw that we had a resignation here at the shop. We opened up last week for applications right away, and we've already got 4.
Good.
So nice. I'm hoping my portfolio holders have some availability next week, possibly, for interviews.
Was that a blade operator that
resigned? Yeah, it's a truck driver. It'd be a truck driving mainly, an operator 2 position. Right now I have all the blades full except for Daisy. We're taking care of Daisy out of Valley City right now. If somebody from the Daisy area wants to work, that would be optimal. But
you kind of fault the young guy for making more money.
The guy that does plumbing, God, I had his name on my tongue and I just lost it. Lives south of town. Comes out about by Kiefer's when you come across there.
What about him?
Well, there's trees. Over? Huh?
Not Tommy.
Yeah, Odegaard's.
It's a township road issue.
Yeah, is there any way you can jack them up on...
get those trees
I think
long?
About a year we talked to them about.
Well...
but
I had a farmer ask me the other day, isn't there something that can be done there?
It's been brought up at
Peterson's
township.
That mentioned it to you?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm just being honest with you. It's been an annual discussion.
At township officers' meetings a couple of years ago was brought up.
Yeah. Which township is that?
It's green.
Green.
Okay, I was just saying you're on a marsh.
It's green. Yeah. So you're talking about the poorest township.
I realize that, but if it's a safety, we need to get somebody going to get something going. I haven't been that way for probably a year or better, too.
I don't disagree. I do know that there is some turnover on that board, and they've really stepped up their game in Green Township, so I'll have a conversation again.
Are they in the right of way?
Oh, they're hanging over the road.
It's hard to get machinery through there.
Yeah. Well,
so what's been the hang-up? The owner or what?
The township would have to pay for it.
I mean...
In the right of way,
yeah.
Yeah, in the right of way.
The ash trees?
I don't know. I haven't been that way. Yeah. I've been going to drive down there, and I haven't lately.
And I can't just go down there and cut them.
Well, I know that. But that's why I mentioned it to you, to jump on somebody.
Yeah,
to,
I'll mention it. Yeah. To,
would a stern letter from us stating that?
Well, I mean, you're talking a safety
there's a
feature.
Safety issue, and they should... Right.
Either you pay for a little tree removal, or you pay for somebody getting killed there.
I would like to have a conversation before we send a letter. Yeah. I don't
want to... Insurance reserve, send somebody out there and say, hey,
absolutely,
you need to take care of this,
absolutely,
or we're going to bump your insurance.
To be honest with you, I
because as a township, we've gotten that many a time.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I believe back during the time that Mark Verkey was still...
Mark had no problem coming to township offices.
And Mark talked about it even at one of our phone meetings, because it was one of those spots, just like some of the mailboxes. And like I said, there's
That's
new leadership.
That's why I
so
mentioned it to you.
Yep. There's new leadership, so we'll talk to them. And
okay.
I know they want to do a good job. So, and then, so east of Catherine, we still have that culvert problem, you know, that hasn't gone away. Trying to find a company to throw us a bid, because it's very deep. We're talking like 25 feet deep. So more than what we could handle ourselves. Doing an open cut would be extraordinarily expensive. Doing a boring, as luck would have it, is going to be just as expensive, over $200,000. That's not an option. So I'm looking at the possibility. Right now it's a 24-inch culvert. It's got a very minimal watershed that feeds it. I'm thinking about, if it works out with the hydraulics, shoving an 18 through the 24 and using flowable fill to fill around it, and using our local staff to do it and save ourselves $200,000.
How big of a culvert is that?
It's a 24 right now by 125 feet long.
That'll meet minimum.
I think 18 will make minimum. I've got to run the hydraulics on it, though. I just roughly started it this morning, and it's looking like it will fit, but I want to do all the math first.
That is separated or something?
It completely rusted out, and water has been running underneath.
Deteriorating it through.
Because that's just pasture on both sides, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And access to the south side of the pipe is almost impossible. We'd have to build an entire another road to get down there. We did build a road to the north side for access for us. That seems to be holding out. We'll have to do a little bit more work on it.
The boring, is it expensive as hell because it's as big as it is?
No, just as in general, okay. It's expensive. their quote was $111,000, and that was with our local forces doing all of the seeding, all of the shaping, forming the aggregate base for their unit to sit on, and building the back road on the south side. And that's with us doing a lot of the work.
Well, keep us informed.
So I'll keep you in the loop. Hopefully my redneck way works. So, anyway, that's it. Cross your fingers. Yeah.
You guys keeping up? You started graveling yet?
We've been spot graveling. I've been pushing the crew on crack sealing. There's been years where we haven't gotten much crack sealing done. The last two, we've been really good getting our miles in. But when you miss a year or 2 years, you get behind. And so we've been really trying to push to get more miles. We've got another like week and a half of cracking, and then we'll move into gravel hauling, full bore.
Okay.
So right now we're just spot graveling, and I have the retired seasonal guys doing that.
And you're going to get your truck tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Have we got a couple over at the door sale then?
Yep, the
dump.
The what?
The dump is over there.
Yeah. We took the I think it was a 98 tandem truck there, and then we took the belly dump over the R-Way dump. So see what happens. I think that goes until today.
If it's in Jamestown, it just started today.
Oh, today it started, yeah.
Or tomorrow. Yeah, today
16th it was supposed to start.
Yeah. It started today.
Yeah. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a little bit out of them.
Get a bunch of money.
Any questions, concerns?
Let's see, 4th of July is on a Saturday this year.
Mm-hmm. Is that
so true? it doesn't affect us, you know, days off or anything.
Right? The 3rd will be off.
Mm-hmm.
The 3rd will be
in. Yeah. How's it?
You
guys won't work 3rd anyway,
Thursday.
Sorry. Will you take the Thursday off then? Is that how that works?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll call you to line up interviews next week.
That's some good apps, it looks like.
I'm sorry, what?
Some good applications, you think?
One has a Class B, so that was really exciting. We don't always get that. One has a Class B permit, and then two have nothing. So.
And the reason I didn't get back to you before, Bill, about that interview thing was I was having problems with my email.
Oh.
I went up to Jason, and he said there was something going on, and I don't know.
Yep,
it was all messed up anyway.
Everything worked out, so.
Okay, very good.
I'll get a hold of you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah,
keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll tell the guys.
Sean, what do you got?
I had water board. I did not make it to planning and zoning that day. It was a long weekend, and I just didn't get out of bed in time. Went to the water board meeting. It was short and sweet for a change. Let's see. Hobart is at 1415. Sanborn's at 1426. Hobart's draining. Sanborn can't. They're looking at doing wheat spraying in the bottom of the Wago drains. And anybody else that wants... So that would include Eccleston, which isn't a legal drain, but they had that money. So they do the cattail spraying in the fall because spraying cattails this time of year is worthless. But they've been having issues with not getting rid of the cattails. Now the other weeds are growing in the summer, and spraying them in the fall doesn't kill them, so they have to do it when they're growing. So.
Yeah, kind of two evils there.
Yep. So.
Is that a drone thing then?
No, helicopter. Hmm. Which, if I remember right, was cheaper than the drone thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The guy that we got, he's done it forever, so. There was another tile application. There really wasn't. We went through it fast. If I remember right, Mike had to leave. Or somebody had to leave. I don't remember who it was, but we went through it fast, and there really wasn't anything of major concern. They're still working on waiting for stuff to come back on removing the ground down, so.
Still there, Vicky?
Pat Hurley, which we had done, had been with that legal case there, that it wasn't a legal case, it was a complaint that had been filed. He had then put in an application, and now things were a lot drier this spring, so he's waiting to see if he's going to do anything. So.
Is that battle still going on? I thought that was cured.
The battle
is over?
Is over for what was the complaint was taken care of, but now Hurley put in an application for a new drain further up. Would probably add to the problem that we just got solved. So
So the war is over.
No, the war's still going. The battles. Oh. That battle is done. The next one is going to start. There. How's that? And yeah, I didn't make it also because of work to the museum meeting, so hopefully we're done this week and I can get back to more of a regular schedule for a couple of months before harvest starts again, so.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hopefully I can take part of it this year and not say.
Yeah, tough time last year.
Anything else? No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mike?
Nothing at City County Health in the last couple. And
what?
Everything I've had is planning and zoning, and Jessica took care of most of that this morning.
You don't go down to City County Health just for the fun of it and just sit 2-3 hours like the last 3 months? And
No. We're having a little break.
I mean, you're there a lot for all.
Don't you feel like you're having withdrawal
symptoms? You deserve it.
Nope, we're back to one meeting a month, last Wednesday of the month.
And it's going smoothly.
Yeah.
She's...
Everything seems to be going
everybody's
good.
Everybody's working with her.
Yep.
Fine,
yeah.
Good. Good.
We're going to look at, do like I told last time, maybe some hire there to help up the home health part of it, yes, that we didn't have. So
that would be. Does she have to get more education or anything to be that
she
position?
Is going... She's going to work on that, but we told her not to.
Right.
Let's wait till next
year.
We're
okay with it the way it's sitting.
Yes.
Okay.
We told her, let's not dive into it right now.
Yeah.
You know, wait next year.
Get her feet on the ground and get rolling. And yes.
Yeah.
Then she'll pursue it some more.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So that's all I had.
Becky?
So since we met last, I've just had the library. The library is getting geared up for their pie and ice cream social. That's going on at the same time that we're having our cake and ice cream social, so for the courthouse. They submitted their budget for the year already, or they're submitting it this week. They're up 1%. They didn't take a big hike or anything, just 1%. I was really impressed with that. The other two meetings that I have are later on this week. I got the water from the one bank, and I have to get the water from the other bank. And I have not gotten to talk to Jason, but he needs to pick up that tent on the 18th because Juneteenth the bank is closed.
Jason who?
Not Jason, Shane.
So Shane's going to take care of it and set it up and everything then?
Well,
picking it up.
He's going to need help putting it up, and I was just going to mention it to everybody.
I think he's going
to... When is it going to get it put up?
Well, I thought we'd try to put it up on Friday.
Yeah.
But they have to get it on Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's going to take 2 or 3 people to do it. They said it's really heavy.
I seen it out at Smith Lumber this last week, so... They had a big outing, and I seen it said Dakota Bank on it, so that must be the same one that we got or whatever.
Okay, well, we also got a smaller one, too, with canopy, too.
Ice cream will have to get Thursday.
And so we get this ice cream, we have to find freezer room for it. Does anybody have...
Well, I can put it in my freezer until...
You think you can put all 10 cases in your freezer?
Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh. I got an extra freezer that I use for my deer meat.
Oh, okay. Because I
haven't had any deer for...
Which is good because...
I don't have that anymore.
I was going to get back to you. None of the freezers are all full yet. So, yeah, it ain't going to work for what I thought.
Oh, do you need help emptying them?
No.
I'm going to go down and order some balloons to pretty up the thing and get the cakes. I'll go get the cakes on Friday and probably storm in the courthouse.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Is it?
Well,
go ahead.
Once it gets closer to this week or Friday, if it looks like we can't be doing a whole lot of anything or we're done, caught up, whatever, I will give a holler and tell you if I'm going to be there or not.
Yeah, I'll just send something.
Yeah, like evening, afternoon,
or whatever.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, after work or whatever. Anybody, it works for them.
We're going to need coolers, and we're going to need ice for the coolers. That's what I don't have yet.
I've got a big one. I can,
big ones.
I've got Senex.
I have none.
Senex has a lot of ice, usually.
Yeah.
They got a big ice machine in Senex. People are always coming to fill in their coolers.
I usually bombard that one. Are you talking the little store downtown?
No, the big one.
Oh, they got it up there too?
Yeah, they got a big ice machine.
I usually get down at the little one that I go to.
But yeah, I got a couple extra big coolers I can bring.
Okay. And is that 12:30 through 2?
Yep. Yeah,
that's the time, right?
Right, yeah. Right. So I would assume that you guys would show up about noon just in case we have to move stuff around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. That would be great. I have my sister with me, and I asked another person.
She's sitting on the Jeep?
Huh?
She's on the Jeep?
No. Sorry, that she'll be with me at the thing and help with the cake thing. So.
Okay, anything else?
Should be fairly quickly now that we have the ice cream in little cups. So. Nope, that's about it.
Okay, I'll check on getting that ice cream on Thursday, and then I can just put it in my freezer until Saturday.
Wonderful.
And
and you guys can bring your coolers on Friday when you set up the tent. That would be fine, too.
Yeah.
Can I come over Saturday and help you haul it in if you need
it? So what's the parade, 10 o'clock? So over at 11?
That's what it's supposed to be.
So over more or less at 11? What,
they said something about over 200 entrants. So it might
be. Well, it'll be a lot of classes.
It'll be an hour. I mean, yeah. good hour.
My wife is reunion this year.
My son's got his 20th this year. That's hard to believe.
What's my wife's son?
Probably
40. Well, I shouldn't say. I better not say 50 then.
Probably 40th. I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
It could be close.
80, well, I suppose 87.
I had my 50th last year.
50th mine this year.
I went
Holy
to
Jesus, I hope I live that old.
And I went down to just a bunch of old farts there. Couldn't believe it.
How did that happen?
All these old people. Right, Randy? Yeah. You go to your 50th. Your 50th this year?
Next year.
Okay.
He's not as old as you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're 1 year behind my wife.
Don't feel bad, Randy. I'm not either.
1 year or 2 years ahead of my wife.
Okay, I didn't have really anything yet.
So what's this tree damage that we had? What are we doing with that big tree? Yeah. Is it gone already?
Shane's taking care of it.
It was one of our big trees broke, or what happened to it?
It's that dead one up front. Is that the one they're talking about? And then lost some branches and stuff?
I thought it was to the west.
Now, which one are we talking about?
It was cut down on the west side of the boulevard.
Okay.
The west side, okay. I just saw tree damage in here.
So Scott Kohler just texted me and said that his Caden lives in Valley, so if we need help setting up a tent, he can help us on Friday. And wanted to know how much ice we need, because they got ice in the parks, too. So.
Oh, great. We're going to need enough to fill all the coolers, I suppose.
How many little cups do we have? 250?
400?
400 and some.
450.
So many boxes?
10 boxes.
480.
Yeah.
So the box like this, or...
I have no idea. I haven't picked them up yet.
And I was thinking, I'm getting this water, and this water will be warm, so that would be nice to have coolers to put water in. So
somebody donate water? Or?
Yes. Bank Forward donated half, and Bank Dakota Bank did the other half, so which is really stellar of both of them.
Well, I was like, Petro and Handy Hardware, they both came to us for community, or...
Taco?
Yeah, taco bag in a bag.
That's real nice.
So, anything else, anybody?
When are we starting budget hearings?
Yeah, let's not get behind this year. Last year we kind of...
July.
Last year we kind of got bound up all of a sudden. It seemed like.
Don't we usually start in June, or you used to start in June?
We used to start in June.
As soon as Julie's up and running and wants to start, we will.
Okay. After canvassing.
Okay.
And that's the 22nd, right? At 9:30, was it?
9.
Okay. I think I'm putting my phone. You still want me there for that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
9 a.m.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Go ahead.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, everyone.